For September, I set a goal of $10,000 in new commission sales. This is a hefty goal. So before I set myself up for failure, I turned to my success rate table so that I could do a little bit of math to determine if it was realistic. If you look at the PPD, PPA, and PPO columns, these are my average new commissions per dial, ask, and opportunity. As you can see, they all stay pretty consistent regardless of how much my activity climbs. What this means is that these are reliable numbers that can be used to calculate the amount of activity needed to reach a goal. I chose to round my PPD, which is pay per dial, down to $5. When I divide $10,000 by $5, it says, Todd, if you make the effort of 2,000 dials within 30 days, then you will be paid $10,000 in new commission sales. We could do the same with my PPA, which is pay per ask, which I rounded down to $25. $10,000 divided by $25 says, Todd, if you ask 400 people for an opportunity within 30 days, then you will be paid $10,000 in new commission sales. As I mentioned in previous trainings, the number one reason people fall short of a goal is not knowing what amount or kind of work is required to achieve it. If the math says, Todd, you need 2,000 dials or 400 ask, then I need 2,000 dials or 400 ask. Period. There are no exceptions. Without this knowledge, I can want or hope for the $10,000 all I want, and it doesn't mean it's going to be achieved. However, if I place my sights squarely on what needs to be done, the 2,000 dials or 400 ask, then it will be achieved. Not only that, knowing what needs to be done lends itself to getting it done. Simply put, those who know do not fail. The next thing I needed to know is if putting up 2,000 dials or 400 ask within 30 days was realistic. To reach this goal would require or will require 100 dials or 20 ask on average per day, 5 days a week for 4 straight weeks. I did put up this level of activity in March of 2003, so I know it can be done. However, I wanted to be reminded of what level of effort and focus would be required to do it in the present. So I set my sights on 100 dials. This is a big goal, and just the thought of it can be overwhelming. However, yesterday I put up 100 dials, and to be honest, it wasn't difficult at all. And I don't think it took but maybe 4 hours, if that. 100 dials times $5 per dial produces an expected pay of $500. $500 divided by 4 hours equals a pay of $125 per hour. This is very good math. The only question is it true? I'm going to get to that in a minute. What I want to first address is a concept that I call blocks, which in my mind is a count of 15 dials. Dialing the telephone 15 times is a piece of cake and not overwhelming. So instead of thinking about dialing the telephone 100 times, I instead thought to myself, get a block of dials, take a break, and then do it again. Get a block of dials, take a break, then do it again. Get a block of dials, take a break, and then do it again. I repeated this 6 times, and before I knew it, I was at 90 dials. Once I got that close, the last 10 was very easy. By making the effort of $100, I earned $500 in new commission sales. Was it paid to me yesterday? No. Was it earned? Without question. And why it is coming. So often we can set goals thinking that as long as we believe or work hard, that those goals will be achieved. Unfortunately, in sales, success has little to do with hard work. It's all about the right kind of work, which boils down to four income-producing activities. Dial, ask, opportunity, sale. Dial, ask, opportunity, sales. These are our IPAs. And if I can get you to think IPAs, log your IPAs, watch your IPAs, then I know that I can teach you how to reach your desired level of income, maintain or exceed that income, all while learning to work less and make more. Success isn't magical, it's mathematical.